What's going on, you little cocksuckers? It's Slick Pickle and your other host, who no one gives a fuck about. Let's talk about some sports.
First of all, fuck your face.
Fuck my face.
Second of all,
hope you have fun sucking someone off. I know I did. Yeah, I'm a little perched right now.
Yeah. We had tons of fun sucking my dick. What's up, guys? We're back here for part two of episode four of An Evening with your slutty ass 6'6 hoes.
You 6'6 hoes.
Mm. So, the Celtics and Cavs just got done playing. Boston is leading Cleveland 2-1 now. We were not able to get our NBA expert on the phone. He is currently working, so whatever, he's a little bitch. But he did say that the Cavs were able to hold Boston under 25 points each quarter. And he seems to think that if the Cavs win game four, that they will end up winning the series. I don't know about that.
I don't know. I mean, Boston's looking pretty hot.
Yeah. He said they played good defense against them tonight.
Did they?
No.
They finally found their defense?
The Cavs? Yeah, apparently.
Like, hey, we're going to need you guys to fly from Cleveland to Boston real quick.
Yeah, pretty fucking much. Golden State and Houston are tied 1-1. This, this fucking matchup, I still don't know which way it's going to end up going. No idea. Hopefully Houston wins. So I'm tired of hearing about fucking Golden State.
Yeah.
But we don't have our NBA expert here, so we can't really do a whole lot of NBA talking.
Because, you know, we don't really do NBA because we never played NBA. Or not play NBA. What the fuck am I talking about? We never played basketball.
We played basketball for a total of three years.
We play it for fun at the basketball courts, but nothing serious. I don't know if you ever played it on a team at school or anything, but...
Yeah, for a couple of years. I played in 8th grade and did some little league.
Yeah, I played for a little up until 8th grade, and then that's when I was kind of like, you know what? This is not for me. I'm a baseball guy. I play baseball.
I wanted to wrestle. I wanted to grab other men. Other Fair sweaty enough. Men in singlets.
I just wanted to fondle some bats and balls.
I bet you did. Yeah, which is gayer? I was grabbing the men. You were actually grabbing long, cylindrical, penis-looking objects and balls.
Hey. Fair enough. I mean, I like it. I like it a lot. But you want to know what...
That's not a stab at gay people either. That's just a joke.
That's just me.
Chill the fuck out.
Don't kill the vibe. Definitely don't kill the bar.
We like
this bar.
We like this bar.
We love this bar.
Don't kill the bar.
But,
you think if the creators of that show ever heard this, they could sue us for that?
We would get sued the fuck out of each other. Like, we would be sued so hard, we have to sell all of our organs just to pay off debt.
I don't think my organs are worth enough.
Me either. Mine are destroyed.
Yeah. Drugs and alcohol, my man.
Well, I mean, black market, they don't give a fuck. Yeah. As long as I get an organ.
Well, they're not going to pay you much, but they are going to ask for a lot of money for whoever's buying it, so. Black market rules! Oh, yeah!
You want to know something that gets under my skin, though? What? About college baseball?
Oh, God.
Fucking, okay. If you're good enough to play college ball, right? Like, if you get scouted from a high school and you're playing college, NCAA should take out metal and aluminum bats because that could kill someone. If you're that good of a pitcher, you can just hurl it down there that fast, and someone makes contact, that ball goes right back to you with a light metal bat. You're getting killed or you're getting fucked up.
Yeah,
that's just gonna hurt. Like if you're trying to go pro, wing them into wooden bats. So they get the hand for, wood.
But yeah, that came out a little wrong.
Came out the way I wanted it to come out.
Maybe it came out right.
But for real, like, have you ever, like, I know you probably haven't, but if anyone's ever watched, like, college baseball and they, like, get a good hit
Nobody watches
off of a fastball, everyone is. Everyone, and yeah. If you see someone get a yes, they do. If you see someone get a good hit with a good, like, 80-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle, that thing flies. I mean, that thing just... It's a big old tink.
The only people that watch college baseball are the parents of the players, and that's it. Hey.
People watch OSU. I think that their last game, well, their game's average.
Give a shit.
Their average game
about Oklahoma State. Okay.
Their average games are about 3,200 people in their stadium, which isn't that bad for college. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be like 50,000 like MLB.
Okay. Well, Oklahoma State can blow me. That's all I gotta say about that. What's going on in the MLB? Anything interesting?
Cardinals lost today. They lost against the Phillies. Forget the score. I think it was 7-5, I believe. Saw that the Royals lost today too.
What was the final on that? The last I saw it was we were down 5-3.
I think it was 8-3 or something like that.
Wow, son of a bitch.
But
we beat the Yankees 5-2 yesterday.
Yeah, you beat them yesterday. We destroyed the Phillies yesterday. We lost 6-7 today, actually. We destroyed them yesterday 12-4.
Nice.
Well,
at least the Yankees aren't going to sweep us.
Yeah, 3-8 is what you guys' score was.
We're not getting swept by the Yankees, but we did get swept by the fucking Rays.
Yeah.
How do you get swept by the Rays?
I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you.
It's like losing to Cleveland in the last fucking 3 years, like football-wise.
That's embarrassing. But, anyways. If anyone knows Ohtani, I mean, he's going to the Home Run Derby. Today, though, the Houston versus Cleveland game, there was a fair ball hit right down the first baseline. It went out to the outfield, and a fan pumped in and tried grabbing the ball and just, like, knocked it away from the Cleveland player, the nice. Right fielder. That was running to it. It was televised, obviously. I mean, you can go watch it. But his buddies or whoever he was with, the people around him were just booing him and, like, shunning him and everything on national TV. So that was pretty funny. Head coach for Houston won, obviously, because Cleveland sucks ass. But the head coach, I forget the head coach's name for Houston, tweeted out, he's like, hey, for all the fans out there, if the ball's in play, don't touch it. Which, I mean, it should be pretty self-explanatory. I mean,
right, yeah.
If you ever do that, though, you can get ejected from the ballpark, especially if, like, you grab the ball and, like, pull it out of play. But,
yeah, you should be.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you're going to be. But I'm surprised that this guy didn't get ejected from the ballpark.
He should have.
Mm-hmm. He should have. But, I mean, with them doing that, Houston wasn't able to advance the runner that was on his way to home. So we had to go back to third. So,
you know what makes me mad? Streakers.
I love streakers.
Not even that they strip down, but just when they run across the field. Yeah, it pisses me off. You know what pisses me off more, though? So, you know, it happened last year. I saw one the year before that. I'm sure it'll happen at some point this year. Usually when it's someone running across the field, it's a guy. Drunk as all hell, doing whatever the fuck he wants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what pisses me off? Is, like, in the past couple years that I've seen it happen, is when a chick gets down on the field and runs through and starts trying to, like, grab the player's asses and stuff like that.
Nice.
And people in general just think it's funny. What would happen if a dude got down on, like, a women's soccer field or a volleyball court or a WNBA game and was running around on the court, on the field or whatever, grabbing women's asses?
Well, let me tell you, the feminazis would have a day with him.
They would crucify him publicly. But women get to run down on the field and grab the guys' asses, and it's all cool. It's all fun and games. It's all funny. Touching people that don't want to be touched is not okay both ways, people. If you don't agree with that, you can't have an opinion on it. It's just wrong. Whether, like, even if at the end of the day the guys were like, you know what? She was good looking. I didn't mind her grabbing my butt. If a dude does that, and even if the girl comes out and says that she likes it a few hours later, he's still going to get crucified. And they're going to call it sexual assault.
A few hours after the court case, right?
Yeah.
That's how it seems to be most days with ladies. Like, oh, okay, well, you know, I got what I wanted, so I didn't mind it too much.
Yeah, exactly. It's sexual assault either way. It's not okay either way, dude. You don't get to fight for one side, but not fight for the other, okay? That's not equality. We want equality.
Not the old equality.
We do not want superiority.
This isn't a...
And that's the thing. Like Pickle's comment a minute ago about feminazis. There's a big difference between good, strong feminism and being a feminazi. Feminazis are the people that preach superiority and go way the fuck out of their way to try and prove something wrong against a man that's not even fucking true.
Mm-hmm.
A feminazi is saying that they're okay with ruining a man's reputation or him going to jail or something over a woman lying about him touching her or raping her or whatever. That it should be okay for them to talk about it, whether it's true or not. Because, yes, that's a real fucking thing. There are people out there that believe that even if it's not true, someone can come forward and say that a man raped her and ruin his fucking life and send him to jail, and then later come out and say it's not true. And people are okay with that. That's wrong. That's called being a feminazi.
It's called being a bitch.
Being a feminist means that you just want equality, which I fully support. Two completely different things, so don't get our words twisted.
Don't get it twisted. Anyways.
You're going to get your dick twisted right off of you.
Oh, yes! That's what I'm looking forward to. You want to know something? You know, know what I'm not excited about when I die?
What?
Rigor mortis.
What is that? Okay, first of all, what does this have to do with sports?
Just random thought. Just random old thought there.
You think Rick and Morty comes from rigor mortis?
I don't know. But, yeah, I feel sorry for the person that finds me, like, if I'm not around anyone when I die. There's gonna be shit everywhere.
Like literal shit?
Yeah.
Like you're gonna release your bowels?
Like if I die, I want to die in the toilet. That way they'd be like, oh, okay, right, I'll flush it.
It's kind of sad. You want to die by flushing your intestines down the drain?
Hey. As long as the shit goes down the drain. As long as the shit doesn't hit the fan.
People are gonna come in and look at your body. My God, yep, damn.
It's been here for a while.
That toilet had such good suction on it, he should have tried sticking his dick in it.
In my relationship, you're like, yeah, I'm in love with this toilet.
It sucks so hard.
I love Sharon.
Why did you name the toilet Sharon?
Because I'm always sharing it.
Oh my God.
But, you know, it's just a thought there.
Just out there.
It's just
out there.
But anything happening in the football world?
No. Johnny Manziel got signed on with the CFL, so he's not in rehab anymore, I guess. But knowing Johnny Manziel, he likes to use and abuse drugs, so it probably won't be long.
Yeah, anything flies in Canada. But, anything else happening in the sports world?
If you play football in Canada, you're not really playing football.
Isn't a field goal like 25 yards in front of the actual end zone, though? For Canadian football?
What the fuck
Or what sport is that? It's like there's a... It's like on a football field, but the goal's like 10 or 15 yards in front of the end zone. Or it's like right in the end zone. Like right in the middle.
Are you talking about rugby?
Is that rugby?
You're a dumbass.
Is it? Fuck, I don't know. They're both like footballs being thrown around. Shit.
A rugby ball is like a giant football, but its texture is like a soccer ball.
I don't play those sports. I don't know.
Rugby's fun as shit.
Never played rugby.
It's a good way to get fucked up. Not in a good way.
I have played hockey, though. Speaking of hockey...
It's a good way to get fucked up in a non-good way.
Speaking of hockey...
The only thing I know about hockey is the Mavs.
Speaking of hockey, the Vegas Golden Knights... They're in to win the Stanley Cup, but...
I don't know what that is.
It's a hockey team in Las Vegas. But... To sweeten the deal, if they win the Stanley Cup, a place called Sherry's Ranch in Nevada, which is a brothel, has sweetened the deal, saying if they win, that they will be offering a massive sex victory party to seal the deal.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you want to play for Vegas now, doesn't it?
Dina, the madam of the bordello, says, if the Golden Knights win... We all win. Offering the team a victory celebration at our adult resort is the least we can do.
Do they have men available there to pleasure me?
Never been there. Well, no. But Alyssa, which is one of the prostitutes from Sherry's Ranch, added, saying, if the Knights go all the way, I'll go all the way.
Oh my God. This isn't a real story. This is fake.
This is a real story.
No way.
It's on TMZ.
Oh, yeah, that's credible.
That is credible. Oh, shit, that would be awesome. I'm about to go play for the Golden Knights real quick for about a week or so.
I would only visit that brothel if they had men that could service me.
I know you would. I know you would. So that's about all I got for hockey. I just found that interesting.
No, I'm not gay. But if I'm going to cheat on my girl, you better believe it's going to be with a sexy-ass dude. An 8-pack.
Go for the Stanley Cup and get
10-inch dong.
Go win the Stanley Cup and get your nuts cupped.
I want him to be strong enough to be able to get me off where I'm laying on my back. He gets on top, and we like 69, but every time he goes down on my dick, it's got to be a push-up. He's got to do it until he gets me off.
And that'd be one strong dude.
Folks, I don't get off quick, okay?
That would be one strong dude right there.
There ain't a whole lot going on down there that's impressive, but I got stamina on my side. That's about it. Pickle over here is about to take his 2-inch warrior to Pound Town.
You better believe that, my friend. You better believe that.
Is that raunchy enough for you? Not enough?
No, not at all.
Maybe next time. Maybe next time I'll try harder.
Yeah, you will.
I'm already pretty hard, though.
Hey, try harder.
I'm not sure that I can.
Well, then, you know, that's your problem, not mine.
I should go see a doctor about it, huh?
You should. Now I should go see a doctor. Because I've had this erection longer than 4 hours.
Well, I've been here longer than 4 hours, my man.
Yes, yes you have. And I have had this erection for about 24 hours now.
Shit!
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, fucking Viagra.
Did you try beating it at all?
Beat it at least 40,000 times.
Did you watch the Pornhub commercial and...
I did.
Hashtag beat yourself?
Yeah.
I like how it's a play on treat yourself.
I love how the commercial just looks like. You think it's going to be like a Gatorade commercial or something.
Yeah, it's like...
like, your time is coming.
Like, the first time you watch it...
You're your hardest contender.
Like, if I didn't know what that was about, I would have totally thought, like, this is Gatorade, this is Under Armour, or some shit like that. And then you find out it's a Pornhub commercial, and you realize, like, oh my God, there were so many double entendres in there. Holy fuck. your time is coming, you're your hardest contender, and da-da-da-da, all this other shit. Hashtag beat yourself. Good God. Try our new special Pornhub socks. Beat the old meat! I'm gonna need you to beat my meat.
Alright.
I'm so old I can't do it myself anymore.
Same.
We're gonna do the old Dutch Rudder?
That's why I have Sharon.
That's not what a Dutch Rudder is.
I know.
You know what the Dutch Rudder is, right?
Yeah, but I use Sharon to get me off.
For those of you that don't know the Dutch Rudder, because I'm not sure you can look it up and find it anywhere, so I'm just going to tell you. It's when at least two guys or more all have their dicks out. You take your left hand and grab your dick. And you take your right hand and grab the other person's left arm. And you basically jack them off by you rotating your arm and shaking their arm. And you can do it with two people, or you can do it with a circle of people. And you could do a circle Dutch Rudder.
Now you see.
Which is a fancier circle jerk.
If you ever come to interview for us, that's going to be your proper handshake right there.
It's not sexual harassment if we let you know about it.
If you're walking up beforehand to us and your hand's not already on your dick, you don't got
you're the not getting hired. We're going to hire females because we don't want to get called sexist. We're going to hire them no matter what. But if you're a man and you want to get hired, we're doing this.
Well, that chick better have a strap on or something, because I'm grabbing a pole.
People are going to be like, that's still sexist if you're hiring all females, but men have to grab their dicks. Like, I don't know. Is it sexist to want to do that with other men? I don't know.
Is it possible to be sexist against your own sex?
We can't do it to gay men, because then we could get sued for that. We're only going to do it to straight men.
They get sued either way. But you know what?
Nah.
It's how you get the job.
Or unless the gay guy really wants to do it, then I'll be like, okay, I'm down. Let's do it.
What else are you willing to go in on?
He's going to be like, are you gay? I'm like, no. But you got some nice arms there, bud.
I'm going all in.
You going to try the old docking.
That should be the first interview question. Like, are you circumcised? I don't know what this has to do with the interview, but...
No, I'm not.
No. Like, all right, pull them down.
Get your dick out.
Put that dick out.
See, you know what? The guy that told me about docking first listens to our podcast. And, you know, he's the one that always, like, makes the pedophile jokes about me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, it's disgusting, but I kind of had to steer into this kid. It's awful, but I can't stop him. But he also gives me shit, and he's also always telling me that I'm gay and stuff like that. But he's the one that knew about docking. I'm like, hey, man, it's all good. You can admit it. No one's going to judge you. It's okay. You know, suck a little dick every now and again. It's fine.
Do you ever give him shit for working at school and making these pedophile jokes?
I thought about it.
Oh, man. If I knew someone like that, there'd be no holding back. I'd be throwing low blows all day.
You're like, dude, if you're going to talk about me being a pedophile and you're a teacher, how have you not hooked me up yet?
How would you know about all this?
Okay, if you're listening to this, people, this is all a fucking joke. If you can't handle a joke, then you should choke.
On a chode.
No.
Yes! Choke on my chode!
Please don't. There's not really much there to choke on.
Still chode.
I mean, yeah, it's thick, but it's not very...
You know what? I can bring in a fucking dildo long and shove it down there, too, while they're dagging off my...
Yeah, but then a dildo isn't a chode.
No, but it's still something to fill the space. It's like, oh, not up there? Here.
Too bad we weren't able to get the chode on the phone.
I know. He's being a dirty little cuck. You know, I had to explain to someone I work with... You're
still the dirtiest cuck.
I had to explain with this chick that I worked with last night what a cuck was.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And that go over?
I told her both definitions of it.
Did you tell her that you were the dirtiest cuck?
No, actually.
The cuckiest, dirtiest cuck.
You know what's funny, though? Right after I got done explaining it to her, I turned around, there's a fucking customer at the counter.
Was it a guy?
No.
Oh, damn.
It was a crackhead.
Just be like, well.
Crackhead whore. crackhead. It was a girl.
A crackhead can be a guy too.
Okay. Not in this town.
I don't know. More so than often, anytime I see a crackhead, it's a dude.
Maybe where you live.
Maybe everywhere I've ever been.
Maybe up in Buckner.
No, I've actually never seen...
Those are full of meth heads.
Because, like, okay. Like, I don't want to bag on, like, homeless people here, but you can always tell out of homeless people who's crackhead and who's not.
Yes.
Because I worked with homeless guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they still did their best to, you know, clean themselves and try and shave when they could and whatever, whatever. And they also... You know, I'm not saying every homeless person can get a job, but they were able to get a job, and they worked 80 hours a week between the two of them so they could finally afford to get a place.
Yeah.
But you can always tell if a homeless person is a crackhead.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
I've never... Like, I've seen, like, chicks that, like, you just know.
Oh, yeah.
And people are like, oh, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. I'm telling you, when you've been around as much drugs as me and the pickle have, you know who's a fucking crackhead and who's not, okay?
When you've been around enough women as I have,
okay,
you know who's a...
We're not...
You know who a loose whore is.
We're not... We don't need to do this right now.
Dated a loose whore once.
It's okay to have sex with as many people as many times as you want, okay? As long as you're safe and you're clean.
Most importantly, if you're clean.
If you're young... If you're fucking 18, 19, whatever, and you just got to college, and you want to go out and fuck 40 guys, or you want to go out and fuck 40 women, you can do it.
In your first week of college, it's you know fine. What I'm talking about.
It's fine. As long as you stay safe and you stay clean.
Oh, UCM.
Yeah. But,
don't go to UCM.
At the same time, if you're a young lady, don't go to a frat. Don't go to a frat. Looking for a hookup. Don't even go to a frat for a hangout or a party. Because if you're not looking for a hookup, there's an 80% chance you're going to get drugged and raped. So just don't ever go to a frat house.
If you're going to go to a...
Just don't do it.
And if you are going to go to a frat house, no. Definitely don't go to a, like, the jocks
frat house. Yeah, that's like the worst one.
That is...
If you're going to... Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. If you're going to go to a frat house, like... Go to the nerdy one.
Yeah, don't go to... Like, go to the one where they're playing video games and, like, they have, like, cheap beer and...
Yeah.
They try and have, like, a party.
Jungle juice and shit like that. But they're not gonna take advantage of you. I promise you that.
They won't.
They will respect you. You're gonna get some great conversation. Probably play some video games. They might hog the video games, okay? That might be the one bad thing about
them. Well, I mean, all women are, you know, like, goddesses to them. So, obviously, they're gonna be like, I'll show you how to play this game.
Yeah.
Here, I'll sit next to
that's,
you. And...
That's not to say that these guys can't pull women, but I'm just saying...
prefer video games.
Those are the guys that have grown up all their life, probably not getting as much attention. Those are the dudes that are like boyfriend material for real. Shit you not.
My best friend was in a frat like that.
Don't go to the... Yeah, don't go to the jocks one.
Old big sexy...
Yeah.
I miss him. Yeah. I miss that guy so much.
He never wants to come back and visit.
Yeah, he said he'll come back probably next year. But, I mean, are you going to go
with me? Oh, my God, next year.
You going to go with me to his wedding this year?
I don't even know when it is.
It's a day after Thanksgiving.
Son of a bitch.
I'm not sure if you have anything going on.
I don't fucking know.
Well, you better have to make a schedule something like
that. That's 6 months away, my man.
Is it really 6 months?
It's May.
Is it really?
Yes.
Fuck, where's the time gone?
It's the middle of May.
Is it? Fuck.
My God, it's...
I know, ever since I stopped
going... May 19th.
Ever since we graduated school, it's just I don't even know the days anymore. Like, my days just tie together now.
I don't know, I kind of counted the time that I've been laid off.
Okay.
I know what day it is.
Okay, well, besides your story... Or situation, I should say.
Yes.
My days together. I'm like, oh, do I have... I work this many days, and then I'm off this day, okay.
I'm about to try and get hired on a different place, because side jobs aren't giving me the money I need.
Hey, did you ever call the places here in town I showed you or told you about?
I was going to call the one that you sent me a picture of, until I heard from my boss.
Uh-huh.
And then he texted me again yesterday and said that they're not going to need any extra help right now.
So I'm probably going to see what I can do. Probably call that place just because it's close to home.
And then hopefully... Drive that far, save a lot of money on gas.
Yeah, tell you that much. My company will call me back, and then that's when I'll move out and head up to the old...
Grandview?
Yeah.
See, everyone's trying to distance themselves from me. I should just move back to the West Coast.
You're moving to Dover. You know, I'll probably end up spending half my weekends there, okay? Party fucking central, my man. Even if it's just a party of two, I don't give a shit. We'll have a good time.
It's always a party of two.
Oh, yeah, but once you get set up there, you know, you're going to get the lights back and...
Those were expensive. I sold all those.
Oh, God damn it.
I know. There's some yippers. I hear some yippers.
Yep, 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 yep.
Oh, man. Really not much.
We really got off topic.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not much going on in sports.
Yeah. Jinx, motherfucker.
Well, I have a Pepsi.
I can't see my holes to... That's better.
You know what? I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
I hate you.
But I love it.
Oh, God. Can you do me a favor and shut the fuck up, please?
But I love you.
Okay. Anyways, I know you gotta get heading soon, so should I go ahead and get into...
Yeah, go for it.
Story time?
Go into story time.
Alright, so... She's heard this story more than once now. I'm sure if she listens to this episode, she's probably going to get pissed that I'm telling this story. It's not about her, but my girlfriend.
She wasn't even around at the time.
No, she wasn't.
We didn't even know who she was.
No, I did not. It's funny that the girl that I was with at that time is the one that actually introduced me to her, too, though.
I hope that the girl that
and I didn't, at the time I didn't leave
is listening.
I hope she is. Fuck her. And anyone that knows me well agrees she can go fuck herself.
Anyone that knows her.
Yeah, that's true as well. Even the chick that, like, the other ex of mine that she was roommates with and we worked with.
Yeah.
I don't think they even talk anymore.
They don't.
Like, probably because you're a bitch.
Right.
Now, I don't usually like to use degrading words against women, but that's what she was.
Oh, yeah.
She is a fucking asshole.
Ass clown.
But, anyway, the story is a great fucking story, so I'm going to tell it anyway. Okay, so.
Don't leave out any details.
All right, one night. What are we going to refer to as her as?
Red Devil.
that's kind of what I was thinking. At first I was thinking Satan. I was like, Red Devil works. Then you said it, and I'm just thinking, oh my God, I love you. Pull your dick out.
And here it comes. Open wide.
I'll have to show you how much I love you. But anyways, so it's the Pickle, Big Sexy, me, and the Red Devil.
That's right. We had just got home from hanging out in Westport that night, too.
Oh, I'm going to start in Westport.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
We all rode together, didn't we?
Yeah, we went up to, before it got shut down, what was the name of that place?
Alibaba.
Alibaba, yeah.
Yeah, it's shut down now, but you and Big Sexy went in first, and it was, what was it, 15 a pop or 20 for you guys?
It was...
I think you said it was 20 for each of you.
No, it was 10 for us to get in. And then, on top of paying the cover charge to get in,
because it was 15 for me to get in, and you guys said it cost you more for us to get in. So it had to have been at least 15 for each of you.
I don't remember. Yeah, it might have been 15. I don't remember. Either way, we know that she got in for free, bitch.
No, she got in for $5.
Fucker.
I had to pay. So yeah, this place, it was a hookah bar, but they treated it like a club. So you had to pay to get in.
It was a
dance floor and everything. Yeah, these two guys had to pay $10, $15, $20 each, whatever, to get in. And then me and her, I had to pay $15 for myself, and she had to pay $5, which, first of all, sexist. I don't care what the sausage to bun ratio is in there. That's fucking sexist that you charge me 300% more than her to get in. But anyways, we get in, we're hanging out. And at this point, me and her, we had been on and off for a long time. And we weren't actually dating.
You were more on than you were off, though.
Like, actually dating or, like, together? Unless you're
talking in the bedroom, then it was more off than on. You know what I mean?
Okay, shut up. But, at the time, we weren't actually dating. And I had actually recently broken up with somebody else that I dated in between the times that I was seeing her.
Yeah, it wasn't important.
Yeah, well, that was kind of mean to say, but, I mean, me and her are friends again, so.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, the relationship wasn't important.
No, not really, I guess, but, anyways. She, this is the type of girl that she was. She didn't want me texting, talking, whatever the case may be, to any other women other than her while we weren't together. But she constantly had dudes blowing up her phone. And I shit you not, I feel like throughout her day, maybe she texted like one or two of them. But anytime she was around me, she would make sure to be talking to at least 10 of them. And I fucking shit you not, there was one day she asked me to hand her phone to her, and it lit up. And I just look at the fucking lock screen, and she's got texts from at least 15 different guys. I was like, okay, fuck you two then, that's fine. But anyways, so like the whole night, I'm trying to be all lovey-dovey with her and whatnot, and I want to kiss her and hold her hand and all this other shit, and she doesn't want anything to do with me. So I'm thinking like, okay, maybe this is just to hang out as friends, which is whatever, it's fine, not a big deal. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I'm not going to force her to do anything that she doesn't want to do. So she told me to stop, so I quit doing it. And I think you, I don't know if he could tell, but I think you could probably tell, like, every time I'd reach for her hand or, like, ask her to give me a kiss, away, like, man, she wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, maybe that's not what you want. Maybe you just want to hang out as friends. Okay, whatever, no big deal. So we go through the night, and it's fine, whatever. We get back to the Pickle and Big Sexy's duplex, because at that time they lived together. The two guys go to their separate rooms, and me and her are just sleeping in the living room. And I get stuff for her to sleep on the couch, and I'm going to sleep on the floor. And, like, as I go to lay down on the floor, she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I was just going to lay down here. I thought you just wanted to sleep by yourself. She's like, no, you can get up here. I was like, oh. Okay. So I get up on the couch with her, and then she just starts fucking attacking me. And I was just like, okay, so.
Sexually. Attacking,
yeah,
sexually.
Yeah. I was like, so you don't want this to be public, but you still want to talk to all these guys, but you want to use me like this so that you can still get off and not make yourself feel like you're a slut or anything because you don't want to go to these other guys for it. Which Pickle can tell you that's exactly what the fuck was going on. Because it happened more than once.
Yes.
There was even the night you, me, and Mohawk guy went out, and she stayed there at your place by herself.
Yeah, it made no sense to me.
And then I got home, and she goes down on me.
Yes.
And I was just like, which was great, because she didn't want anything back that night. She just wanted to do that and go to sleep. So I was just like, I mean, I guess I'm not going to argue with you. Which sucks because, you know, at the time I still thought like a kid and I was like, okay, you know, this is me, you know, still getting it and whatnot. It's great. But at the same time, she also was using me, which sucked. But anyways, this is all besides the point. Okay, so the guys go to their respective rooms and I get up on the couch with her and, you know, she starts coming at me. So we just start going at it. Rip her fucking clothes off and everything. We start going to town on each other. And this fucking guy, at least this fucking guy, I'll get there. This guy was quiet about it. Three different times this man came out of his room. First time, he's going to go take a piss or whatever.
Pickle had to pee.
Yeah. Then he goes back to his room. Then he comes back out to the kitchen, which I didn't hear him come out that time. The light just comes on. And he starts making himself some food.
Shuts pizza the light rolls, off. My man.
Yeah. Shuts the light off, goes back into his room. And we're like, okay. So we start going at it. And like 15 minutes later, my man, like, had no idea. I had no fucking idea. He made his way down the hall. Completely silent.
I knew what was going on.
Completely silent. I never actually saw him. I just knew what was happening. But he is completely fucking silent. And then, out of nowhere, there's no sound. The light flips on. And I see this hand. You'd have to see his duplex to see the way it was set up. But like where the big couch was, there's like a doorway that led into the dining room and the kitchen. And I could just see.
There was a recliner blocking off half the doorway too.
Well, yeah. I could just see in the opening where the trash can was right next to the fridge. I just see this hand slowly creep in, open the trash can, and just dunk the trash in there, and then slowly retract. I'm telling you, like, the time that it took him to get his hand over there and back was seriously like 20 seconds. Just like ever so slightly. Like, my man, like, made it seem like he got down on all fours and was just like creeping in. And then he shuts the light off and hustles back to his bedroom. And I was just like, that's my fucking boy right there. He knows what's going down. I was like, that shit's funny. This is going to be a story for later. But that was fucking awesome. Yeah. He knows he's not trying to break this up. So then, the other motherfucker decides he needs to come out of his room. One time to go to the bathroom. Thump, 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 thump down the fucking hall to go to the bathroom. Thump, 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 thump back to his fucking room. 5 minutes later, thump, 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 thump to the kitchen to get a drink. Thump, 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 thump back to his room. Couple minutes later, thump, 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 thump. This motherfucker comes out in the living room.
Flips on the light and everything.
I'm on top of her. We're butt-ass naked. And I pull the fucking blanket up over us. And this motherfucker sits on the recliner in the fucking living room right next to us. And I was just like, she is petrified, just like cannot look away from me. And I'm just staring at him. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? And he said, what? I'm not interrupting anything. I just need to grab my phone charger. Sat there for like another good minute or two. Took his phone charger back into his fucking bedroom, shut off the lights. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? At that point, like, I was like, man, I've lost my fucking erection at this point. We gotta restart from the very beginning. Cause I can't fucking focus with people constantly coming in and out of the room. And y'all, I've had sex while people watched me at a fucking party before, okay? I'm that kind of fucking disgusting guy. I've been there and I could still focus. These two fuckers, one of them was hilarious and the other was so fucking stupid that I couldn't focus long enough to keep a fucking hard on. Oh my god.
You know, I thought about coming out there or texting you anyways.
Don't do it.
And being like, hey, if y'all want to make some noise, we wouldn't be mad. Mostly hurt. We're back here trying to get off, and you already in, like, quiet as mice.
I don't think he actually knew what was going on, because later when I told him that story, he was like, what? And I was like, dude, we were fucking butt-ass naked. I was on top of her. Why the fuck would we be sleeping like that, my man? Oh, my God.
That was a fun night.
That was a fun night. But still, fuck her, though.
Little red devil.
Little red fucking devil. I hope she hears this one day and hears me tell her to go fuck herself.
I think you've told her about 10 times in this past like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I've told her it to her face and over text message plenty of fucking times. But, you know. Part of me hopes that she doesn't hear this. Because, like, at this point, I don't think, like, the last time she tried talking to me and I told her I literally, like, just did not give a shit what happened to her in life, if she carried on living or if she died, which was like a really brutal fucking thing to say. But if you guys know like how it all went down, you would understand where I was coming from. I promise you that. But like, that's been
God damn, that's been fucking 2 years ago almost.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You know what, though? I was out in Odessa the other day for my little brother's tennis. Well, I guess this was a while back now.
Oh, that was 3 years ago, actually.
No.
It's 2018 now.
I know. Yeah. Oh, no, that night was over 3 years ago. Yeah. No, I'm talking about the last time that she tried talking to me. It has been almost 2 years ago. But I was out in the old Odessa driving around after my little brother's tennis got done, getting ready to leave town. And I, you know, I like to stop off at the old Phillips 66.
Yeah.
And I saw someone drove by. It was like the type of car that she drives.
Yeah.
And I couldn't make it out if it was her face or not, but someone was like staring me down. I was like, it's probably fucking her. I was like, God damn it, I hope she doesn't try and fucking text me. But thankfully, it hasn't happened. So
just creeping on your Facebook.
Because I'm pretty sure my girl, like, if that chick texted me at any point now, I'm pretty sure my girl would freak out and try and burn her house down. So,
but worth seeing.
Anyway, there are a lot of people that don't really like her after how all that shit went down after Luke.
Oh yeah. Passed on. Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that weren't fucking happy about that. But anyways, yeah. I think the pickles gotta be heading.
Yeah, gotta go to work.
So, this has been episode 4, part 2.
Sports and random shit. And a story. Everyone loves the stories.
Yeah, we do love the stories. You guys love the stories. Again, if you liked it, we hope you tune in again. If you didn't like it, you know,
fuck whatever. Yourself.
Yeah, have your own opinion, but also fuck your face, okay? So, before we go, man, pickle, tell them one time.
If you ain't lit, you ain't shit.
That's truth, motherfucker.